Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
The Taoiseach said today that one of the reasons why the country's homelessness figures are so high is that people in emergency accommodation are turning down multiple offers of social housing. Leo Varadkar was responding to questions about the government's Housing for All plan and its inability to give a date for when homeless figures may drop. Well, we're joined now by our Irish Daily Mail political correspondent Craig Hughes for more on all of this. And Craig, you're very welcome to the programme this evening. Can you talk us through exactly what it is that the Taoiseach said today?
Good afternoon, Sarah. I guess it's important to say that the Taoiseach not only made this claim once, but he made it twice. He also made it in the Dáil after the initial press conference. So I questioned the Taoiseach today at the press conference for the quarterly update on Housing for All. And I guess I was initially struck by his opening statement where he said that the plan is working. So I asked him, you know, how could he possibly say the plan was working amid record homelessness and no date for when the government expects homelessness to come down? To which he replied, look, the government can only control so many factors, and one thing that they can't control is people who are in emergency accommodation turning down multiple offers of social housing. And he also pointed to how the government can control family breakups, which he says is a contributing factor in homelessness.
And did he give any figure as to how many people are turning down multiple offers of social housing? Like, to what extent does he believe that's a factor in the numbers that we're seeing?
No, he didn't. And again, he during leaders' questions in the Dáil, he made the same remark to Richard Boyd Barrett and didn't offer any concrete figures, but just said he had examples in his own constituency. But I think it's not surprising. I would view this as a kind of a deliberate talking point, given that he said it twice. And the real story in all of this is, you know, on a day where we're getting a progress report for quarter two on Housing for All, the one figure that they can't give us is how many homes were built during that quarter. Very basic piece of information. And they've also moved the goalposts slightly on their targets. And the target for this year is a modest 29,000 homes under Housing for All. They've now added student accommodation and refurbishments into that 29,000, which wasn't in the initial targets when they were set out.
Okay, because I did see in one of the press releases from government earlier today, them saying that they look like they will reach that target of 29,000. But of course, if you're adding other buildings, as you say, such as student accommodation into it, it's easier to reach the target.
Exactly. And of course, there is an underlying issue with these targets as well. They were set prior to the census, which we know we had a massive population boom. So these targets will be the subject to a review following the ESRI study based on housing need. But the kind of general thinking at the moment, and this is, you know, seen in Department of Finance records on terms of housing need, would be around 50,000 homes needed per year. Each year, you know, for a decade. So the targets that are there at the moment are very modest and won't go anywhere to meet the level of housing need that exists in the country.
Now, the government did also announce today €150 million fund to tackle long-term property vacancy and dereliction. What detail did we get on that, and what sort of comments did we hear?
So this does seem like an interesting scheme. What they're going to do is they're going to empower local authorities to buy properties that are either derelict or kind of vacant that need work. The fund will be used to help them purchase them, refurbish them, and then sell them on the open market. So I guess it's just another means to try and stimulate some activity into properties that aren't being used fully.
I know that the Taoiseach was saying that it's a much more complicated picture than people would like to make out in terms of homelessness, but there was also questions about the tenant in situ scheme that has surpassed its target, apparently, of acquiring 1,500 properties.
Well, the tenant in situ scheme is an interesting one because we were looking for concrete figures in that as well, and I think the actual number of homes is only 500 in terms of what have been progressed, but it's beyond that for what's in train. That wasn't contained in the report. We had to kind of ask the minister for that, and these are the type of things that we were kind of requesting are put out more, because there seems to be a small bit of secrecy around getting accurate, up to date information around some of the housing targets.
Go on.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go on.
The other issue that came to cabinet. was the tenant in situ scheme, whereby the first refusal, this was due to go to due to be brought before the House before the summer recess, which is this Thursday. That's now not happening. Legislation won't be brought until we come back in September. This was announced when the eviction ban was being ended. It was seen as one possible good lever for the government to call upon for people facing eviction. That blow has really been felt from government TDs who said to me yesterday, you know, we were kind of relying on this. There's a lot of people who really were waiting on this. So that's a big internal blow for the government.
No doubt more on this over the coming days. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Craig Hughes, Irish Daily Mail political correspondent.